For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team got a sweep last weekend on the road at Michigan Tech. Home and home this weekend with Minnesota State Mankato. Joined by the WCHA goalie of the week, Zach Driscoll. One shy of a career high in saves on Friday night with 47. Zach, are you a better goalie when you're tested early and tested often?
I think so. I think if you ask most goalies, if you get a chance to feel the puck and get involved in the game right away, it just kind of gives you that comfortability to, you know, be in the game, get your head in the game. So for me personally, individually, yes, I like being tested early. And I think it's a good 60 for sure if I can get tested early.
The way that the Saturday game was kind of unfolding, you had a feeling it was coming down to crunch time. Your defenseman blocked a ton of shots for you, especially in that third period. And heck, even forwards were. Brendan Harris had a handful of them. As a goalie, what does it mean to you when guys are making that commitment?
Well, absolutely. I think if they're selling out, it's like, how can I not? So watching that in front of me, it just gives me the most confidence in the world knowing that, you know, if they do get a scoring chance, you got guys selling out to block it. So I think as a goalie, when you see a guy wearing one, I saw Zamolik blocked one in the Saturday game on the penalty kill. And when the puck went down to the other end, I was letting him hear it from the crease. So nothing but confidence as a goalie.
That's one of the weird things with COVID and no fans in the stands is you hear guys banging their sticks on the boards at the bench a lot more this year when guys are blocking shots. Every team does it. What is it, though, about this culture here at BSU where it's not only expected, but guys absolutely want to do it?
Yeah, and I think with your point there about no fans in the building so you can hear it, I think guys and teams have to create their own energy. So whether it's, you know, a save, a block shot, a hit, that's why you're hearing those sticks is guys are trying to find a way to get into the game with no fans and create that energy. But yeah, it's a staple of Beaver hockey, I'd say, is your block shots. And it's just part of that tough to play against defense mentality that we strive for. So it is expected. And, you know, if you have to get the ice bags out after the game, it's part of the job description.
I was after the game on Saturday trying to come up with, you know, what epitomizes what is Beaver hockey. And the best I could do was play the game the right way. Is that an accurate assessment?
Yeah. I mean, it all stems from hard work, which is, you know, so cliche, but that's what it is. It's playing hard, playing fast, and playing, you know, Coach TS says it all the time, playing fast isn't necessarily just skating up and down the rink fast. It's defending quick, forechecking quick, getting out to the point to block a shot quick. So that's the thing that, you know, that ideology is what we build our program on. And what I hope, you know, it's hard for me as a goalie, I just save the puck, but what we hope guys kind of buy into for the culture here.
How can a weekend like last weekend help you here in these next, what's going to be chaotic couple of weeks?
Yeah, those are big points for us. Those, you know, every single WCHA point in the standings this year, you know, is up for grabs. And going to the stretch here, you know, all that matters is winning. So building off that confidence of a weekend like that does nothing but help us.
Every goalie mask I've ever seen tells a story. A lot of them, it's, you know, the artwork and the pictures of it that's telling the story. Yours flat out uses words to tell a story. The back of your lid says, have a purpose, play for Patrick, Proverbs 16:9. First off, who's Patrick?
Patrick Schoonover was a player in the ECU Hockey Association who passed away on the ice. It's actually crazy that you asked this story today. I'm actually wearing his hoodie right now. Play with heart. His parents and family have started a foundation that do heart screening for athletes in the area. So it's something that I've taken with me. It happened my senior year in Austin. So just kind of that reminder that, you know, have a purpose and know why you're out on the ice and never take a day for granted. And I'm really honored to be able to wear him on my helmet.
You know, a lot of athletes that we've talked to said in COVID, you just appreciate more, you know, being able to play. You just put this into a completely different stratosphere with this conversation. How do you put that into your everyday life too?
Yeah. I mean, it's just every day when you go to the rink, why are you there? If you don't have a purpose, if you're not getting better, if you're not striving to make the guys around you better. And, you know, as a person and a player. So we're really, really lucky to be Division I college hockey players. So it's not right to waste an opportunity.
Zach, very well said. Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you very much, Schultz. Appreciate it.